Bible reading number 313, Acts 18 verses 1 through 11, in Corinth. Later, Paul left Athens and went to the city of Corinth. In Corinth, he met a Jewish man named Aquila. Aquila was born in the country of Pontus. Aquila and his wife Priscilla had recently moved to Corinth from Italy. They left Italy because Claudius the emperor had commanded all Jews to get out of Rome. Paul went to visit Aquila and Priscilla. They were tent makers, the same job as Paul. Paul was staying there and working with them. Every Sabbath day, Paul debated with the Jews and Greeks in the synagogue. He tried to persuade them to believe. Silas and Timothy came down from Macedonia to Paul in Corinth. After this, Paul used all his time to tell people the good news. He showed the Jews that Jesus is the Messiah. But the Jews would not accept Paul's teaching. They said some terrible things. So Paul shook off the dust from his clothes. He said to the Jews, "If you are not saved, it will be your own fault. I have done all that I can do. After this, I will go to non-Jewish people." Paul left the synagogue and moved into the home of Titius Justus. This man worshipped the one true God. His house was next door to the synagogue. Crispus was the leader of that synagogue. Crispus and all of the people who were living in his household trusted in the Lord Jesus. Many other people in Corinth also listened to Paul. They too believed and were immersed. Paul had a vision during the night. The Lord said to him, "Don't be afraid. Keep on talking to people. Don't be quiet. Why? Because I am with you. No one will be able to hurt you. I have many people in this city." Paul stayed there for a year and a half, teaching God's message among the people.